Nolte, 19 Lockdown Democrats Who Behave Like the Coronavirus Isn't Serious. By John Nolte on November 20, 2020. For no good reason, Democrat fascists lock us down. Close our schools, cancel our 4th of July, cancel our Thanksgiving. Christmas is next, threaten to send the police to our homes, arrest Christians, harass Jews, shove us in masks. Oh, and then they tell us, 2 more weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are after 8 months of 2 more weeks increasing the lockdowns for a virus that, according to the CDC, has a survival rate of 996 out of 1,000. Like I've said, I take the China virus seriously because my wife is in the red zone. But that's my choice. That's our choice. What you do with your life should be your choice. If I have a mask on, what do I care if you don't? If I'm social distancing, what do I care if you don't? As far as I'm concerned, this is all about softening us up and slow boiling us to get us used to giving up our freedoms whenever the government says our safety is at risk. You want to know when I feel like a real fool? Though, I mean a real gull who might be overreacting even with my wife's health issues? When I see Democrats, when I see the lockdown fascists themselves getting caught acting as though they themselves don't believe the coronavirus is a threat or risk. What are we supposed to think about that? What does the behavior detailed below say about what these Democrats truly believe? If, when they think no one is looking, they behave as if the virus is no big deal. I'll tell you what it says. It says Democrats are lying to us, at least about what they themselves believe. It tells you that while they are locking us down and destroying our small businesses and close our churches and synagogues, doing heaven only knows what damage to kids not going to school, that they themselves don't think any of it is truly necessary. Because if they did, they wouldn't be doing this. This piece would not have been as thorough as it is without Mary Margaret Olohan's tweet thread. Maskless Nancy Pelosi gets a blowout. You're trying to tell me 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi believes the coronavirus is a serious health risk when she's running around indoors without a mask, getting her hair blown out, and doing it in a hair salon that was shut down as unsafe? Nancy Pelosi's big, cozy dinner party. You're trying to tell me 80-year-old House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the coronavirus is a health risk when she's planning a big, cozy, indoor dinner party in celebration? Gavin Newsom's elbow-to-elbow lobbyist dinner. You're trying to tell me Governor Gavin Newsom believes the coronavirus is serious when he's running around enjoying big indoor dinner parties, rubbing elbows, literally, with lobbyists while he cancels your Thanksgiving and imposes a curfew, because apparently the virus is more lethal at night, or something? D.C. Mayor Bowser's celebrations are essential. You're trying to tell me Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser believes the coronavirus is serious when she's running around enjoying crowded celebrations in a high-risk state and telling us this political celebration is essential, while she shuts down non-essential farmers and markets? Lori Lightfoot gets her hair done. You're trying to tell me 58-year-old Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot believes the coronavirus is a health risk when she's running around violating her own social distancing rules to get a haircut in April, at the height of the pandemic? Lori Lightfoot joins a crowd. You're trying to tell me 58-year-old Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot believes the coronavirus is serious when she's out joining big crowds to celebrate after canceling everyone else's Thanksgiving? Philly mayor bans indoor dining while dining indoors. You're trying to tell me 62-year-old Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney believes the coronavirus is a health risk when he's dining indoors without a mask after banning indoor dining? Bill de Blasio goes to the gym. You're trying to tell me 59-year-old New York Mayor Bill de Blasio believes the coronavirus is serious when he's going to the gym just after he banned going to the gym? California polls travel to Hawaii for a big conference. You're trying to tell me California polls believe the coronavirus is a health risk when they're running off to enjoy a big conference in Hawaii while the CDC advises against non-essential travel, while California is locking you all down, installing curfews, and telling you to cancel your Thanksgiving? Governor kill all the babies, DBA, caught without mask. You're trying to tell me 61-year-old Ralph Northam believes the coronavirus is a risk when he's out running around taking selfies with strangers without a wearing mask just as he's imposing a mask mandate? Governor hideous lockdown lady says social justice and social distance are like totally the same. You're trying to tell me Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer believes the coronavirus is a health risk when she's out running around in massively packed crowds? No mask for Dianne Feinstein. You're trying to tell me 87-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein believes the coronavirus is serious when she's running around indoors without a mask? No mask for Dianne Feinstein part 2. You're trying to tell me 87-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein believes the coronavirus is a health risk when she's running around indoors without a mask in an airport? Maskless indoor hugs from Andrew Cuomo. You're trying to tell me 63-year-old New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes the coronavirus is serious when he's out running around indoors hugging people and refusing to quarantine afterwards? How about his brother Typhoid Frito running around while he's infected with the virus? Illinois Governor sure loves a crowd. You're trying to tell me obese, 55-year-old Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker believes the coronavirus is serious when he's out running around in large crowds while they're restricting everyone else to groups of 10 or less? L.A. Mayor sure loves a crowd. You're trying to tell me Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti believes the coronavirus is serious when he issues a stay-at-home order on June 1st and is out running around with massive crowds on June 2nd? Jewelry for me but not for thee. You're trying to tell me New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham believes the coronavirus is a threat to anyone's health when she violates her own lockdown to visit a jewelry store? Brooklyn Poles attend crowded indoor birthday party. You're trying to tell me these Kings County Poles believes the coronavirus is serious when they're out attending a crowded, indoor birthday party? My shitty governor in a crowd with no mask. You're trying to tell me North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper believes the coronavirus is serious when he is not wearing a mask in a big crowd? Governor Hideous Lockdown Lady's husband is immune or something. You're trying to tell me Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer believes the coronavirus is a health risk when her husband does what she forbade everyone else to do, you know, for their own good? This is just like global warming. The people who tell us the planet is warming do not act as if they themselves believe the planet is warming. You don't move to the edge of the water if you believe the planet is warming. And yet Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Lowell, all have. Note, I realize there are more than 19 Democrats here because of the Hawaiian vacation and birthday party groups, but you get my drift. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.